Friedliche Revolution. Der Anfang vom Ende der DDR. Der Thementag bei Detektor FM.
If you were going to be on Stadtfunk, what would you say to the people of Leipzig today?
Well, speaking as an American official who was Secretary of State at the time that these events occurred, I would say that what occurred here on October 9, 1989 was the beginning of a march to freedom that didn't stop until there was freedom for the people of the GDR and of the other captive nations of Central and Eastern Europe. And it didn't stop either until there was achieved a goal that we in the West had articulated for 40 years, and that was the reunification of the two Germanies in peace and freedom and as a member state of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. So these events that we celebrate here today were extraordinarily important and powerful and demonstrated the undying and unyielding desire of people everywhere to be free.
Because there's so much discussion about that these days, about that these events were really a triumph of the values that we share as a people. Values like freedom, democracy, the belief that people ought to have the right of self-determination, the belief that individuals ought to have the right and the ability to achieve their highest potential. And I guess I'd say one other thing, which is that the events of October 9th, 1989 showed that change does not have to come from the top. Change can come from the people, from the bottom up, and from courageous decisions that people made, not only to take to the streets, but for those who were on the other side and in some instances maybe instructed to use force to stop the demonstrations, who decided that they would not do that. And that kind of courage ought to be celebrated as well.
Friedliche Revolution. Der Anfang vom Ende der DDR. Der Thementag bei Detektor FM.